welcome to the Fisher of Men broadcast with Brother Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church.
I don't have to wait much longer. The prophecy will soon come true, come true. There is nothing left to ponder. All the signs are clearly now in view. Preparations all been made now. There are angels gathered round to see. Over the horizon, saints are testifying. God's about to crown him king, to crown him king.
All creation proclaims.
Everything God made proclaims. In heaven there will be a coronation day. All of the redeemed kneeling at his feet are praises and are crowns to praise.
Praises and are crowns to praise his name.
What a name, what a lovely name. He'll hear the Father speak from his throne that day. Worship and adore him, all will bow before him. God himself will crown him king.
About his kingdom coming back to earth again. All the saints returning with him, there'll be peace for every righteous man. Seated on the throne of David, ruling over everything. Soon we'll reign with him in the new Jerusalem, where forever we will crown him king.
Coronation day, all of the redeemed kneeling at his feet are praises and are crowns to praises and are crowns to praise
his name.
What a name, what a lovely name. He'll hear the Father speak from his throne that day. Worship and adore him, all will bow before him. God himself will crown him king.
All creation proclaims.
Everything God made proclaims. In heaven there will be a coronation day. All of the redeemed kneeling at his feet are praises and are crowns to praises and are crowns to praise
his name.
What a name, what a lovely name. He'll hear the Father speak from his throne that day. Worship and adore him, all will bow before him. God himself will crown him king,
the king.
Worship and adore him, all will bow before him. God himself will crown him king.
Hello again, this is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church. Certainly thankful to be able to come back to the radio station once again today and have what we consider another God-given opportunity that we might come this way and try to bring a message from the Word of God. I sincerely appreciate all who tune in, and I'd like to say that we sincerely appreciate your prayers and appreciate the attention that you give to the work that goes on. We have been trying to prayerfully consider what it is that we should address as we come this way and have some thoughts on our heart. Ben, many of you do know who follow along with the broadcast, you know that there's been a series of studies which we have taken up relating to what is sometimes referred to as the Articles of Faith. It's been a blessing to try to prepare and to study and to consider these different points and then to stand and try to deliver the thoughts as we have prayerfully considered them. And I'd just like to thank you, those of you who that pray for us and support the work through your prayers. Just like to say we especially appreciate you and ask you to consider to continue to pray for us and to think on the work, and just ask that the Lord would guide it and use it and direct it in such a way that it would please him. We tried to take up some thoughts. We looked at the articles and took up the thoughts along the line of how that Christ Jesus, by the appointment of God the Father, took on us our nature, and he honored the law of God. And as he honored the law of God during his life, by his obedience, that through his sacrificial offering of himself, that he indeed paid the price of sin for each and every one, so that in him alone, is where salvation is found, excluding every other way, everything imaginable of man. And just quite honestly, man has imagined quite a bit, but regardless of what man might imagine, still does not eliminate the fact that Christ alone paid that price in becoming us. And he who is divine, united in his person, the divinity of God and the humanity of man, and being fully a man, a flesh and blood individual, he honored the divine law by personal obedience, and he obeyed God even unto the death, even the death of the cross. And so in becoming us, he, by the grace of God, could taste death for every man. And because he has tasted death for every man can taste life through him. And that's the only way man can taste life. We're talking eternal life, which we all need to be personally prepared for eternity. So we've enjoyed studying and trying to touch on some of those thoughts last time that we tried to speak. We'd like to continue on with the following portions of these articles to follow up with that on additional thoughts. And we've been trying to indeed prepare for this time. And thank you again, those of you who pray for us, that we might indeed be prepared. We want to go to the Lord in prayer before we take up our thought. And then after we pray the help of the Lord, we will indeed try to take up these next points. If it's where you can and you'd like to join with us, then let us pray. Holy and wise Heavenly Father, we're thankful again for your rich many blessings that you extend toward us through thy Son, Christ Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for your mercy, for your watch, care, and protection over us. Forgive us where we fail you and comes us short in so many things. Help us, Lord, that our daily walk would be found close to you. Protect us and guide us, knowing, Father, that by your guidance and protection, that the way which would be led is the right way, that way of which that pleases you, our God, and is just. We pray, God, that you would remember again the many sad and needy circumstances. We pray for the sad and the lonely, the afflicted, those who are not well. Pray, God, be in thy will, that health would be restored in such a way that indeed it be known that the hand of God has been extended. And we pray, God, that you would remember the ones who that are out on the fields of labor, trying to stand and speak the word of God, that they'd be blessed, to where that if there are all souls there on those fields of labor, that the things said and done would reach out and be persuasive and effectual to those who are lost, that those who are lost return to you and find soul salvation. We pray, God, for those who have been born again, that indeed leadership and guidance would be granted, that under the direction and leadership of thy Holy Spirit, that those who have been saved would find the house of God, taking the great light of salvation and placing upon the wonderful candlestick of God to serve the Son of God therein. Pray for the church that she'd overcome complacency, she'd be stirred to do the will of God, and she'd help us, Lord, to be found faithful unto thee, our God, to honor that great institution organized and led by the Son of God. We pray, Father, you'd forgive us our shortfallings as a member of such, and help us indeed to arise and to enter into the labor, putting our hand to the plow and refusing to look back. We pray, Father, again for those who you've separated to the ministry. Help those who that have been separated such that doors of utterance would be opened before them, and that tongues would be loosed, and the hearts would be filled with the things which that should be done, and that they, in taking advantage of these open doors, that many would benefit from it. We pray again for our country. Pray for our soldiers on foreign soil, that you'd protect them and deliver them from harm's way. Help them, Lord, by your grace, to be reunited with their loved ones. And Lord, where that there is anxiety, where that there is lack of understanding, where there is that a hand of God in all things, we pray, Father, that you would mercifully see the needs and grant. We ask you again to bless this work. Use it. That's good and right in your sight. And we'll be cautious to give you the praise, which in Jesus' name we ask it all. Amen. I want to announce that there is a way that if you as a listener would like to further study the things that are presented from the broadcast, that you can do so for absolutely free of charge. There's nothing to be asked. If you would like to go to the website which contains this information, more than welcome to go. So go there. It's not only are you invited, but you're encouraged to do so. And as you're studying and looking at the material and the resources there, if it lays upon your heart that you might want to share something with others, I encourage you to do so. That those who that might also study and consider that they might receive benefit from it as well. That place then on the website that you could go to on the internet is called FisherOfMenBaptistic.com. That's Fisher of Men Baptistic. That's Baptist with the IC on the end of it. .com. It's all one word. Fisher of Men Baptistic. No spaces. Baptistic.com. And that will take you there, and you're welcome to any of that and to share it and distribute it how that you feel that the Lord may lead. I hope that you will just prayerfully consider it and be careful to follow the Lord as you do so. The article that we've been studying is titled Of the Way of Salvation. The article reads thus: We believe that the salvation of sinners is wholly of grace through the mediatorial offices of the Son of God, who by the appointment of the Father freely took upon him our nature, yet without sin, honored the divine law by his personal obedience, and by his death made a full atonement for our sins, and that having risen from the dead, he is now enthroned in heaven, and uniting in his wonderful person the tenderest sympathies with divine perfections, he is every way qualified to be a suitable, a compassionate, and an all-sufficient Savior. Lastly, we, as I said earlier, took a consideration of how that Christ took upon him our nature, yet without sin, and by personal obedience honored the divine law. So we'd like to consider the next part of this that helps us see that by death he made a full atonement for our sins. By death, Christ made a full atonement for our sins. To help us to consider scriptures which indeed teach this and just see that this article of faith is not something that was dreamed up of man, but rather, having studied the scriptures, these articles of faith were recorded to express what we find the scriptures to teach. So out of 1 Corinthians chapter 15, beginning with verse 1, we find the scriptures to teach. Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also ye have received, and wherein ye stand, by which also ye are saved, if ye keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless ye have believed in vain. For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures, and that he was buried, and that he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures, and that he was seen of Cephas, then of the 12. After that he is seen of above 500 brethren at once, of whom the greater part remain unto this present, but some are fallen asleep. And after that he was seen of James, then of all the apostles. And last of all he was seen of me also, as of one born out of due time. With the mistakes we may have made, this gives us a reading lesson from 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I've read in verse 1 down through verse 8. Notice in these verses that the scriptures teach us, I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. I notice how that these scriptures, these words, this is the third verse of 1 Corinthians chapter 15. I notice how that this verse helps us to see that it was well known according to the scriptures that Christ would die for the sins of mankind. This is that which has been first delivered, and it is the message. It's essential and core in the gospel being the good news from God, that Christ died for our sins. So when we think about Christ, we think about the message of the gospel. Core to it is how that this one, Christ, the Emmanuel, the one who united into himself our nature, not just taking upon a piece of us or something like us, but inasmuch as we are flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that is, a flesh and blood, that consider over in Hebrews chapter 2 and verse 14 to see that to be the case, that the Bible indeed teaches that. And that he took upon him our nature, and He died for our sins. And so in thinking about our sins, or thinking about His death, why must He die? It came down to our sins. He honored the divine law and upheld it, He upheld it, magnified it in obedience. But because of our sins, He died. He died for our sins. Or as Hebrews chapter 2 teaches earlier on, down about verse 9, verse 10, Scripture says that He, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man. He didn't taste death for Himself. He didn't die for anything personal He had done. He obeyed the law and honored God. Having obeyed it, He never sinned. But when He came to the point that He tasted death, He tasted it for us, for all of mankind. He, by the grace of God, tasted death for every man. He died for our sins. And so when we think about Him paying the atonement, Him tasting death, that was for us. And so when we think about the way of salvation, we see the way of salvation exclusively in Christ. And if it's exclusively in Christ, there is no other way that mankind can be saved. When we read that, we're thinking about the word atonement. Atonement is not a word that's generally used. You don't hear it frequently, whether on the radio or television or in conversation. But atonement's a very important word for mankind. Atonement means that it carries with it the thought of making amends, or making a reparation. Making a reparation, that is, an amend for injury or for wrong. That's one definition of it. How that the atonement is there to pay, to make that reparation. If something has been, your child goes and damages something to somebody else's and you owe them for it, and you go, of course, when the damage is done, there is something that is needed there so that there can be peace. And what is rightly owed is a reparation. And the way that you make that reparation is you pay what's owed. Well, mankind sinned against God. Mankind has sinned. And in mankind sinning against God, mankind, just like often a child who goes and damages your neighbor's property, that child of yours don't have the money to pay for it. So you pay for it. And we understand that because it's paid, then the other person forgives the child, even though you're the one who paid for it. Well, Christ paid for us. He paid for us by atonement. And God forgives us because Christ paid for us. And not only does He forgive us, but He accepts us but as Christ paid for it. The price is all sufficient. And that's what we find in atonement. So this scripture tells us Christ died for us. He paid for us. I think about another verse of scripture, a very familiar one, back in Isaiah 53. When I think about what Paul says here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, it says Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures. I just think about such verses as Isaiah 53, how that these brethren referred back to these scriptures, these prophets who spake before of the coming of Christ and the glory that should follow. And this is very much a section of those scriptures which speaks of Christ dying for us, when it says Christ died for us according to the scriptures. Isaiah 53 will begin with verse 3. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid, as it were, our faces from him. He was despised, and we esteemed him not. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. We see in this that here we have a substitute for mankind. That is, he was wounded for our transgressions. In other words, what was owed by us, he paid. He was bruised for our iniquities. What we were to receive, he took instead. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. We receive peace where that, but to receive that peace, it cost him. And with his stripes, we are healed. The healing that we received comes because he took the stripes that we really owed. So when we think about atonement, we think about what Christ did. As this article speaks of, by his death made a full atonement for our sins. He made full reparation. He made full amends for us. And this is what these scriptures are telling us. Another word that comes up in studying this is such words as redemption and propitiation. It's interesting to see the word redemption and propitiation. Now, again, these are like the word atonement. These words are like the word atonement, that they're so important to mankind, but they're not frequently used. They're not common words that we hear day to day. But redemption is speaking of to buy back, to pay the price, to purchase back. The word appeasement, or excuse me, the word propitiation, means an appeasement. It's what restores peace. And we see these words fundamentally around this word atonement, because when an amend is made in atonement, then what is happening is redemption is occurring. That is, they're being purchased back. Man sells himself off through sin, but they're purchased back through redemption. And the redemption comes because the price was paid in the atonement. When did you think about propitiation? When that the crime is made, that is, when the injury is delivered through breaking the law, when the damage occurs, there's a disruption of peace. And specifically, the one who that breaks the law, the one who that causes the disruption, they're the ones who are required to bring about the peace. But in mankind's state, what we did in breaking God's law, we upset the peace between us and God. The price that was needed to make reparation, we didn't have it. It was beyond our ability to pay it. But Christ, out of his great love for mankind, paid for us. And because he paid for us through atonement, redemption can occur. And when a redemption does occur, propitiation follows with it. That is, peace is brought about. Peace is restored between God and men. And God so wants this peace to occur that he so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him would not perish but have everlasting life. So that when that we do find redemption in Christ, not just think about it and believe it to be true, but actually because we believe it so much, we put all of our trust in Christ because we believe it so much. And we put all of our trust in Christ, God can redeem us. And in the redemption, peace comes with it. So we can say, therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. God wants us to have that peace and wants to give it right away. And he does. And I have an experience that I can relate to, so that when others tell about their experience of having that, I can say amen, because I know for my own self and personal experience that that is true. And you too, radio friend, if you don't already know, you can, if you will, believe God's message so much that you'll act on it through putting all your trust in Christ and finding that very same peace that God wants to share with every man. I look at Matthew chapter 20. And I think about the words of Christ as he said this about his own self when he said, Matthew chapter 20, verse 28, he said, even as the Son of Man. I'm going to back up and read some more of this so that you get the point. You know that the princes of the Gentiles exercise dominion over them, and they that are great exercise authority upon them. But it shall not be so among you. But whosoever will be great among you, let him be your minister. And whosoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Even as the Son of Man, Jesus speaking of himself, even as the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. There is that word ransom, which speaks of paying on the behalf of the many. That is, he gave himself a ransom for many. He came to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. He paid full atonement. He paid the price in atonement for all of mankind. And in that, redemption can occur and propitiation follows close with it. That is, peace between us and God occurs when we put all of our trust in Christ. Let's consider a moment the great words which help us to see that what this is a great act of love. Why would Christ do all of this for us? It's totally based upon love. I notice 1 John, this is one of the little Johns back towards the book of Revelation. Back in 1 John chapter 4, verse 10, consider this wonderful verse. Herein is love, not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Where do we find the love? Not that we love God, and because we love God, God in return loved us and sent His Son. That wasn't the case. The case was that herein is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us. Our attitude toward God is hateful and lowly and base. But God is love, and herein we see His love. It's demonstrated. It's not just words that lips given by lip service. It's actual love. It's a real love. It's a literal love, because God loved us so much He gave His Son for us. Another verse of Scripture out of 1 John helps us see this. And He is the propitiation for our sins. My little children, back up. My little children, these things write unto you that you sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous, and He's the propitiation for our sins. And not for ours only, but also for the sins of the whole world. This is Christ Jesus, the one who that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And we see the love, not that we love God first, but that He loved us and sent His Son to pay for our sins. Let's consider one last verse of Scripture, one last section of verses which help us see the same point. Out of Romans chapter 5, same line of thought being shared, verse 3. And not only so, but we glory in God. But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth His love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by His blood, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. For if when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. And not only so, but also joy in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. These words will have to be our closing points, because our time is swiftly coming gone. God commend His love towards us, though, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. His death had a simple reason, because of us, because of our sins. He died for our sins. I'm thankful for the great love of God toward us all. That includes me. God's great love for us all is demonstrated to us in the death of His Son, Christ Jesus, for us. Hope something's been brought out, it's been helpful, been a joy considering these points that are touched on in this article. Again, don't forget to consider the website and study for yourself there, and prayerfully consider what that is found there. And if you find yourself being blessed by what that you study, be sure to thank the Lord for that, because He's the one we look to as we pray and as we try to seek guidance and trying to bring these thoughts. Thank you again for tuning in. This is Mike Bronner from the Union Camp Missionary Baptist Church, praying God would richly bless you and yours.
Thanks for joining us for this week's Fisher of Men broadcast. If you'd like additional information or to download a copy of this week's message, go to fisherofmenbaptistic.com. All materials and recordings are provided free of charge and may be distributed as the Lord leads.